Hi, I'm Mark Davis, a barrister at Six Pump Court. Welcome to the latest Environment Law News podcast brought to you in association with LexisNexis. Today, I'm going to be taking a look back at some of the predictions that Six Pump Court made at the beginning of last year as to what would happen in environmental law over the course of 2018. Then, I'm going to look at what my predictions are for this year. They include the revision of the waste industry and the new Environment Bill. First, what did our very own Chris Badger predict at the beginning of 2018, and how did he get on? Firstly, he thought that single-use plastics would be targeted, and on that front, it was certainly a busy year, with the ban on microbeads coming in and a further two consultations being run by the government on how single plastics should be targeted. The second consultation, which specifically targeted plastic straws, plastic-stemmed cotton buds, and plastic drink stirrers, actually only closed on the 3rd of December. A predicted ban on those items may be coming into force in late 2019, early 2020. Chris's second prediction was about trees, that there will be more of them, specifically in an effort to tackle air quality issues. Unfortunately, compared with plastics, progress in this area wasn't quite so impressive. Whilst the Northern Forest, which, if you'll remember, is supposed to be 50 million trees between Liverpool and Hull over the next 25 years, and that was promised back in January, well, the first trees were actually only planted at the end of November. The drive for trees did, however, result in one of my favourite job titles of all time being created by the government, the Tree Champion, a position granted to Sir William Wolseley back in June of last year. Chris's final prediction for 2018 was that the environmental impact of companies would become a hot topic, with a focus on green corporate reporting as a result. There has been an increase in coverage of green corporate reporting, although I would suggest this is certainly still something to watch out for in this coming year. And notable events last year included consultations